Continua lá, se sale o coré.
Vamos que já as many people as are ready.
Yeah, ni to ba ti se tan.
For the breakthrough power of God to begin to work for them now.
Ki agbara alaje Olorun ko ba le bere si sise fun won nisisin.
I want you to pray this prayer with merciless violence.
Mo fe ke gba adura yi pelu ipa ti ko la no rara.
Pray with boiling anger.
Yes, gba adura pelu ibinu nla.
Say, oh God, arise.
Olorun dide.
Can you say that loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can say it? I'll let my star shine. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That's why Jesus brought you here. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the power of God begin to move from person to person.
Aha.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God of perfection.
Oh Lord,
perfect everything concerning my life. In the name of Jesus. Perfect everything concerning my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. The power of God is trying to move in our midst here. There are people here now. The enemy is silently tormenting you and eating away your body. But either way, you are the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that vampire power is broken completely. That's right.
Benny.
That evil ringing inside the ears has been completely silenced now. So this month, Lord, should we hear the word of the Lord?
It was we.
Prophesy to the month. Prophesy to the month.
Yeah.
That's right.
Burning. And Christ. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise up. In the name of Jesus, this month, hear the word of the Lord. Arise up, favor.
Masikaya Boshenera Bokopa, the Russo Poli Bakin, the Kesentan, the Bokopa, the Bokopa. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise your holy name for bringing us here. We thank you for protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your power, which is excellent. We thank you for your power, which is absolute power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We're gathered at this special service. Meet everyone gathered there at the point of their needs. As many people as are here today, you will walk away from here with miracles. You will walk from there with testimonies. By the time you leave this place, those who saw you coming in, when they saw you coming out, they will declare that you have seen the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder, amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This morning, before we go away from here,
lówùrọ̀ yìí ká tó kúrò níyìn,
we have a serious spiritual battle to fight.
A ní ogun tẹ̀mí tó le koko láti jà.
I will explain it to you in a very brief manner.
Ní ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó pọ̀, mo ṣàlàyé rẹ̀ fún yín.
Then we begin to pray.
A wà bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà.
For a few minutes.
Fún ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀.
I want to discuss what I call power against graveyard spirit.
Mo fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ lórí agbára lòdì sí àwọn ẹ̀mí ipò òkú.
Power against graveyard spirit.
Agbára lòdì sí àwọn ẹ̀mí ipò òkú.
You understand me very soon if you don't understand that.
Bí ìyẹn ò bá yé yín láìpẹ́ yìí, yóò tó yé yín.
Now in Psalm 31.
Ní orin Dáfídì kọkànléníọgbọ̀n.
Verse 17.
Ẹ̀kẹtàdínní ogún.
Psalm 31 verse 17.
Orin Dáfídì kọkànléníọgbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀ ẹ̀kẹtàdínní ogún.
He's saying something very interesting.
Ó sọ ohun tó lárin.
Psalm 31:17.
Orin Dáfídì kọkànléníọgbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀
ẹ̀kẹtàdínní ogún. He says, "Let me not be ashamed."
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí ojú kí ó tì mí.
Oh Lord, for I call upon thee.
Olúwa, nítorí tí èmi ké pe ọ́.
Let the wicked be ashamed.
Ènìyàn búburú ni kí ojú kí ó tì.
And let them be silent in the grave.
Àwọn ni kí a mú dákẹ́ ní ìsà òkú.
There is an entity, a spiritual entity.
Ẹ̀dá tẹ̀mí kan wà.
A location.
Ipò kan wà.
Known as the grave.
Tó ń jẹ ìsà òkú.
In the same Psalm 49.
Ní orin Dáfídì kan náà. Ìkọkàndínníàádọ́ta.
Psalm 49.
Orin Dáfídì ìkọkàndínníàádọ́ta.
Verse 15.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínníogún.
Psalm 49:15.
Orin Dáfídì ìkọkàndínníàádọ́ta. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínníogún.
Look at what it says.
Ẹ wo ohun tó wí.
Say, but God will redeem my soul.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ni yóò ra ọkàn mi.
From the power of the grave.
Lọ́wọ́ ìsà òkú.
For he shall receive me.
Nítorí pé òun ó gbà mí.
So the grave has some powers.
Ìsà òkú ó ní àwọn agbára.
The psalmist was still alive when he was saying this one.
Oní Sam kò kú tí ìkú nígbà tó ń sọ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
And he wasn't about to die yet.
Ikú ò sì tí ì yẹ.
But he said, God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave.
Ṣùgbọ́n wípé Ọlọ́run ni yóò ra ọkàn mi lọ́wọ́ ìsà òkú.
The power of the grave.
Agbára ìsà òkú.
Because of this power of the grave, when Jesus died.
Nítorí agbára ìsà òkú yìí nígbà tí Jésù Kristì kú.
He had to go to that grave.
Ó lọ sí ìsà òkú ọ̀hún.
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
Pétérù kíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní.
Some people were being held in captivity in the grave at that time.
Àdé àwọn kan sínú ìgbèkùn ní ìsà òkú.
Jesus had to go there.
Jésù Kristì láti lọ síbẹ̀.
To preach there.
Láti wàásù fún wọn.
A deliverance message.
Ìwàásù ìtúsílẹ̀.
In 1 Peter.
Pétérù kíní.
Chapter 3.
Orí kẹta.
Verse 19.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní.
1 Peter 3:19.
Pétérù kíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní ogún.
By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Nínú èyí tí ó lọ pẹ̀lú tí ó sì wàásù fún àwọn ẹ̀mí nínú túbú.
Jesus went down.
Jesus Christ is our kind of long
to the grave.
Sinu is our
to preach to the spirits that are held in prison there.
That is why as far when we don't bear in the tubu.
There is a prison in the grave.
Tubu can't bear in his
and we need to understand that.
What's the Latin yewa?
But look at what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Where we will tubu bear the way in Corinthians kini orikarun dini ogun.
1 Corinthians 15.
Corinthians kini orikarun dini ogun.
Verse 55.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn lé ní àádọ́ta.
1 Corinthians 15.
Kọ́ríntì kíní orí karùn dín ní ogún.
Verse 55.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn lé ní àádọ́ta.
Some of us are still looking for it.
Àwọn kan nínú wa wọ́n yìí fẹ́ síbẹ̀.
If you are there, say praise God.
Ẹni bá ti síbẹ̀ fún ogún kí hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 15:55.
Kọ́ríntì kíní orí karùn dín ní ogún. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn lé ní àádọ́ta.
Said, hold them.
O wípé ikú.
Where is thy sting?
Oro re da.
O grave.
Isa oku.
Where is thy victory?
Isegun re da.
The sting of death is sin.
Oro eku ni ese.
And the strength of sin is law.
Ati agbara ese ni ofin.
But thanks be to God.
Jubo ogun eni fun Olorun.
Which giveth us the victory.
Eni ti o fi isegun fun
wa. Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nipa Oluwa wa Jesu Kristi.
From this passage we've read.
Nina awon ese Olorun ta ti kawo yi.
Certain facts can be deduced.
Àwọn kókó ọ̀rọ̀ kan yóò yọjú nínú wọn.
I will go to that later.
Wọ́n padà sórí àwọn yẹn láìpẹ́ yìí.
When we say graveyard, what do we mean?
Nígbà tó pé sọ bùkínì túmọ̀ rẹ̀.
We mean the cemetery.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ibi tẹ́kù.
The origin of the word cemetery said put to sleep.
Orísun ìtẹ́kù ó túmọ̀ sí ẹni tá a forúkún.
A graveyard is a place for burying the dead.
Ìsàkú ó jẹ́ ibi tá a ń sin àwọn òkú sí.
A final resting place.
Ó jẹ́ ibi ìsinmi ìkẹyìn.
The grave is a place of decay and worm.
Ìsàkú ó jẹ́ ibi jíjẹrà àti ìdin.
It is a place of darkness.
Ó jẹ́ ibi òkùnkùn.
A place of corruption.
Ó jẹ́ ibi ìdibàjẹ́.
A place where men created from the dust mix back into the dust.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tí ènìyàn tá dá láti inú erùpẹ̀ yóò padà darapọ̀ mọ́ erùpẹ̀.
A place of corruption.
Ó jẹ́ ibi ìbàjẹ́.
The Bible says there is no device, there is no knowledge, there is no wisdom in the grave.
Ìbéèrè wípé kò sí ète, kò sí ọgbọ́n, kò sí ìmọ̀ kan ní ìsàkú.
The grave is always a silent place.
Ìsàkú ibi tó dákẹ́ rọ́rọ́ ló máa ń jẹ́ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
Because it's a place of death.
Nítorí ibi ikú ni.
But there is a mystery about the graveyard that is not clear to modern man.
Ṣùgbọ́n àdìtú kan bẹ nípa ìsàkú tí kò yí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ìgbàlódé.
The graveyard has spiritual gates.
Ìsàkú ó ní àwọn ẹnu ọ̀nà tẹ̀mí.
It has some powers in it.
Ó ní àwọn agbára nínú rẹ̀.
This is why evil men are sometimes attracted to it.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ pé nígbà mìíràn àwọn ènìyàn búburú ó máa ń ṣe wọ́n bí kan súnmọ́ ìsàkú.
And when satanists want to terminate a life, they go to the grave.
Nígbà tí àwọn oníṣẹ́ ibi tó bá sì fẹ́ gbẹ̀mí ènìyàn wọn á máa lọ sí ìsàkú.
They begin to call the living through the gates of the dead.
Wọ́n á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé alààyè láti ẹnu ọ̀nà ìgbòde
òkú. Under the cover of that darkness, they do a lot of terrible things.
Ní àkókò òkùnkùn yìí, wọ́n sì máa ń ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan
búburú. The satanists consult the graveyard a lot.
Àwọn oníṣẹ́ òkùnkùn wọn máa ń bá ìsàkú lòwò pọ̀.
Sometimes to appease their gods.
Nígbà mìíràn láti lè pẹ̀tù sí àwọn òrìṣà.
Sometimes to acquire from these spirits certain information.
Nígbà mìíràn láti lè gba àwọn ìròyìn tí wọ́n fẹ́ lọ́wọ́ àwọn ẹbí náà.
Sometimes to release afflictions on other people.
Nígbà mìíràn láti lè rán ìpọ́njú sí àwọn ẹlòmíì.
Sometimes to release evil winds to blow on people and blow strange sicknesses upon them.
Nígbà mìíràn láti lè rán afẹ́fẹ́ búburú sí àwọn ènìyàn kó bìlù wọn kó sì kó àrùn búburú kó bá wọn.
Sometimes to destroy people's business, people's career, people's health, people's marriage.
Nígbà mìíràn láti pa owó ẹlòmíì jẹ́ ìgbéyàwó àti ìlera ẹlòmíràn ni.
Wicked men confer with the graveyard spirits.
Àwọn ẹni ibi wọn máa bá àwọn ẹ̀mí ìsàkú lòwò pọ̀.
To help them in their wicked decisions.
Láti lè ràn wọ́n lọ́wọ́ nínú àwọn ìpinnu búburú tí
wọ́n ń ṣe. They go there to conjure death against people.
Wọ́n á lọ ọbẹ̀ láti pe ikú pé kó dìde lòdì sí àwọn
ènìyàn. These are very very serious issues.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yìí mọ jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le.
We have seen cases where somebody died and members of the family began to see the ghost all over the place.
Àti rí ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tí ènìyàn kú tí àwọn ìbátan rẹ̀ sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rí òkú tàbí ohun onítọ̀hún tó ń lọ káàkiri.
If you get to some graveyard and you find that the grave has been changed, it's because something has gone wrong.
Nígbà tí ẹ bá dé ibi ìsàkú mìíràn, ẹ ó rí i pé wọ́n dé ní ṣẹ́kẹ́ṣẹkẹ̀. Ìdí tó fi rí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni pé òun ti ṣọwọ́ òdì.
Satanists go there to get superior powers.
Àwọn oníṣẹ́ òkùnkùn wọn a máa lọ ọbẹ̀ láti rí agbára tó ju
tó ní ẹgbẹ́ ìgbà.
Agbára àlùbáyídà.
The secure power.
Wọ́n á gba agbára.
They go there to fight their own battles.
Wọ́n á lọ ọbẹ̀ láti lọ ja ogun tí wọ́n.
And it can be a very serious matter when you are under warfare by graveyard spirits and you are not aware.
Ó sì jẹ́ ohun tó ló gbà nígbà tí ènìyàn bá ń rí ìgbógun látọwọ́ àwọn ẹ̀mí ìsàkú ṣùgbọ́n tí kò mọ̀.
A lot of horrible things take place.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tó burú jáì ló máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
The graveyard that is not yet clear.
Ní ìsàkú tí kò sì yé.
To modern men.
Ènìyàn ìgbàlódé òní.
Ghosts are spirits of the dead.
Àwọn ẹwọn wọn jẹ́ ẹ̀mí àwọn ẹni tó ti kú.
Dead unbelievers.
Àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ tó ti kú.
Because their soul is kept in a special place till judgment.
Nítorí pé a fi ẹ̀mí wọn pamọ́ síbì kan títí di ọjọ́ ìdájọ́.
So that's why it's possible for somebody who is a satanist to call them out.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi ṣeé ṣe fún ẹnìkan tó ní agbára òkùnkùn láti pé.
But it doesn't happen with Christians.
Wọn kò kí ń ṣẹlẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ẹni tó bá
jẹ́ kìí. These spirits can return to where they lived.
Àwọn ẹwọn wọ̀nyí wọ́n lè padà sí àwọn ẹbí tí wọ́n ti wá tẹ́tọ́ ti gbé tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
And they carry out a lot of devastation.
Wọ́n sì máa ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ iṣẹ́ ìparun
bẹ́ẹ̀. Unfortunately in our nation now, men and women are going deeper and deeper into the occult.
Ó wá ṣe ní láàánú pé lórílẹ̀-èdè wa lónìí àwọn ènìyàn lọ́kùnrin lóbìnrin ń ṣe ni wọ́n jinlẹ̀ sí nínú in
order to cause trouble for others.
And
then the absolute power belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of these things have mingled with men and have caused trouble. I remember the story of that man went to a party. Picked up a lady and followed the lady to somewhere in
Surulere.
They entered into a room. All the time, this man was asking the lady, "Are you married?" The lady said, "No, not married." So they went into this room, locked up. They wanted to start their immorality. All of a sudden, I was a loud knock on the door. When the man had the knocks, he asked the woman, "Who is knocking?" The woman says, "My husband." He
said,
"Ah, oh, you told me you're not married." The woman says, "Sorry, it's a slip of tongue." And the man was banging the door. When this man saw the aggression with which the door was being banged,
he
was afraid. Said, "If this man banging the door like this could get entrance, he knew that he was in trouble." She said, "Madam, where can I hide now? Can I hide under the bed?" The woman said, "Yes." So the man went under the bed, but he was still not comfortable because the knock was too aggressive. He said, "Okay, can I jump out of the window and go?" The woman said, "Okay, you can jump." This man jumped out of a window in Surulere. Even if his two legs landed on the ground, he met himself right inside Aton Cemetery in the dark of the night. So he started to use the moonlight to find his way out. When he got to the gates, the guards at the cemetery thought he was a spirit. They too began to rain incantation against him. They were telling him, go back. But he said, "No, I'm a human being, I'm not a spirit." Eventually they went to him and I said, "Young man, better for way of praying for yourself or something." And from that day, a serious problem started for him. He became completely restless and always seeing imaginary things. That's what brought him to Mountain of Fire. And the Lord delivered him. Anyone here today that the of the grave after your life, you shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus. When you are being pursued by graveyard spirits, their agenda may not be to kill you, but once they are pursuing you, there are small symptoms by which you may know that you have been pursued. When you begin to dream of the dead, you dream of being flogged. You dream of being pursued by serpents. You began to see coffins. You find yourself being shot. You getting married to a dead person. Or walking in the graveyard. Or falling into a pit and you cannot get out. Then know for sure that the graveyard spirits are after you. And you must take aggressive action against them. Once you allow them to operate unhindered, they are not there to play with you. Once these powers and manifestation, there could be serious health problems. The person will be getting confused now. There may be sickness or disease that is resistant to prayers, resistant to medicine, resistant to all kinds of
activities.
It is not when somebody falls down and is not breathing again that is dead. A person can be a living dead. The powers of the grave can kill a business, they can kill a marriage, they can kill anything in a person's hand. And once they are consulting against you, and you do not stop them, they will stop you. Perhaps you are yet this morning, begin to notice unpardonable errors. Begin to smell death. Look at your family, begin to find its chain of untimely death. Begin to find people talking about suicides. Begin to find good things that you want to do dying in your hands. You begin to find that a thread is now surrounding you. Now you begin to find that any small thing you do, get tired very quickly and you don't know why.
Find
that the enemy is changing what is around you. Today, take a decision. That these powers that operate in the valley of the shadow of death will not get the better of you. So today you pray a corrective prayer, you pray a preventive prayer. And that's why we're here. How do you deal with this kind of powers? The first thing is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Make God your friend. He is the only one who can deliver. The Bible says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? There used to be a victory assigned to the grave. But when you make Jesus Christ your friend, that victory of death, of the grave, is destabilized and removed. Complete surrender of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 2 point. If you want to deal with this grace, is to repent from every known sin. Any sin in your life gives the devil a foothold to attack you. There is no small sin. Sin is sin. For the enemy to come against you and to succeed, there must be a ladder. There must be a ladder. And the ladder are the sins we get involved in.
Atẹgun ọ̀hún sì ni àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó ń darapọ̀ mọ́.
Repent from every known sin.
Ronú gbọ́dọ̀ ronú gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó mọ̀.
The third thing to do is to wage war.
Ìgbésẹ̀ kẹta ni pé kó o gbógun.
Against those spirits.
Ti àwọn ẹ̀mí náà.
The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni o pé láti ìgbà ọjọ́ Jòhánù Baptist.
Until now.
Títí ó fi di ìsinsìnyí.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Ìjọba ọ̀run ní ìfẹ́ agbára wọ̀.
And the violent ticketed by force.
Àwọn alágbára wọ́n sì fi gbá gbà.
You must now go into the camp of the enemy and take your victory by force.
O ní láti lọ sí àgọ́ ọ̀tá nísinsìnyí kó o sì gba ìṣẹ́kù rẹ pẹ̀lú ìgbà.
As many people as are here today.
Ìyẹ̀nì tó ti bẹ níbí lónìí.
And they are ready to take it by force.
Wọ́n sì ṣe tán láti gbà á pẹ̀lú
ìgbà. They shall experience the breakthrough power of God.
Wọ́n ní ìrírí agbára àdájọ́
náà. In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
The fourth thing to do is to barricade your life.
Ìgbésẹ̀ kẹrin ni kó o mọ odi ayé rẹ ká.
So they don't have access to you anymore.
Kí wọ́n má ba àráyè dé ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ mọ́.
You barricade your life with the blood of Jesus.
O fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristì mọ odi ayé rẹ ká.
So that they have no access to you at all.
Kí wọ́n má ba àráyè dé ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ mọ́.
Even if they've had access in the past.
Bó bá tilẹ̀ wá jẹ́ pé wọ́n ti ráyè tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀
rí. They've been calling your name from the gate of the grave.
Àbí wọ́n ti ń pe orúkọ rẹ láti ẹnu bodè òkú.
You wage war against them today.
Nígbà tó bá gbógun tì wọ́n lónìí.
And barricade your life against them.
Tó sì mọ odi iye ayé rẹ ká lòdì sí wọn.
They will not be able to get close to you.
Wọn ò ní lè sún mọ́.
When that power is drawing a person.
Nígbà tí agbára ìṣàkú bá fa ènìyàn.
They have no respect for your academic level. They have no respect for your knowledge.
Wọn ò bọ̀wọ̀ fún ibi tó kàwé dé. Wọn ò bọ̀wọ̀ fún ọgbọ́n orí rẹ.
They can finish the person off.
Wọ́n lè pa onítọ̀hún tán yányán.
Some time ago.
Nígbà kan rí.
I had this professor of philosophy.
O ní ẹnìkan tó jẹ́ professor nípa ìmọ̀.
And he came to me.
Ó sì tọ̀ mí wá.
Said Dr. Olukoya.
O ní dókítà Olukoya.
I said yes sir.
O ní mo jẹ́ ẹyin o.
I have some questions for you.
Mo fẹ́ béèrè àwọn ìbéèrè kan lọ́wọ́ yín.
So what's the question?
O ní kí ni ìbéèrè ọ̀hún?
Said Solomon in the Bible.
O ní Solomon nínú Bíbélì.
How many wives does he have?
Ayáwó èlò ló ní.
So 700.
Mo ní ọgọ́rùn-ún méje ni.
How about the concubines?
Àwọn alẹ́ rẹ̀ kọ́.
300.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún mẹ́ta.
So that makes 1,000, isn't it?
Lápapọ̀, ó jẹ́ ẹgbẹ̀rún kan. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àbí bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
I say yes sir.
Mo ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àlàbà.
So now, Dr. Olukoya.
Pàdé. Dókítà Olukoya.
I just want you to pray for me.
Mo kàn fẹ́ fẹ́ gbàdúrà fún mi ni o.
To marry one extra wife.
Mo fẹ́ fẹ́ ìyàwó kan sí kí n fi ṣe ni.
Just one.
Ẹyọ kò péré
lọ. I do not intend to compete with Solomon.
Èmi ò gbìyànjú láti bá Solomon fi gbàgbàgbà.
That's one.
Ẹyọ kò péré.
Ah, say professor, you can't do that.
Wọ́n ní professor ẹ lè ṣe irú rẹ.
What happened to your wife?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ìyàwó yín?
So well, that woman.
Kí ni obìnrin yẹn?
Is no longer fashionable.
Kò bá gbà mú mọ́.
I want a fashionable lady.
Mo fẹ́ ọmọbìnrin tó bá ìgbà mú.
So I said no sir, you can't do it.
Wọ́n ní alàgbà ẹ ò lè ṣe o.
It's wrong.
Kò tọ́.
And I cannot pray.
Mi ò sì lè gbàrú àdúrà yẹn.
He got angry.
Ó bá bínú.
He got up.
Ó dìde.
Bang my door.
Ó sì tilẹ̀kùn. Gbàgà.
And he went away.
Ó sì bá tiẹ̀ lọ.
No problem.
Kò burú.
We're used to that.
Ìyẹn ti mọ wàhálà náà.
And very soon he found this fashionable woman.
Láìpẹ́ láì jìnà, orí obìnrin tó bá ìgbà mú.
But a week to the traditional marriage he was planning.
Wọ́n ní ó kú ọ̀sẹ̀ kan sí ọjọ́ ìgbéyàwó ìbílẹ̀ tó fẹ́ ṣe.
This fashionable woman died.
Obìnrin tó bá ìgbà mú yìí, ó bá kú.
They fixed a burial for the following Saturday.
Wọ́n bá dá ọjọ́ Sátidé tó tẹ̀lé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọjọ́ tí wọ́n ṣe ìsìnkú.
When professor got to the burial ground.
Nígbà tí professor dé ibi tẹ́kù.
To his amazement.
Sí ìyàlẹ́nu rẹ̀.
There was a priest there.
Orípa àlùfáà kan dúró pẹ̀.
And the coffin was still open.
Wọ́n sì ṣí kó sí ọ̀hún sílẹ̀.
And the priest said, welcome professor.
Àlùfáà ọba ọgbẹ́ professor ẹ káàbọ̀.
Do you know this woman in the coffin?
Ǹjẹ́ obìnrin tó bẹ nínú pósí?
Professor said yes.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀.
So okay.
Kò burú.
You are supposed to get married today but.
Ṣé wọ́n ní ló yẹ ká ẹ ṣègbéyàwó?
But she's been buried now.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìsìnkú rẹ̀ lábẹ́ ṣe báyìí.
Before I bury her.
Kí n tó sin.
Let me conduct the wedding first.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kọ́kọ́ ṣe ìgbéyàwó náà.
At that level the professor should have fled.
Ohun tó yẹ kí professor ó ṣe níbi tọ́rọ̀ dé yẹn ni kó sá.
But he waited there.
Ṣùgbọ́n dúró bẹ̀.
And this priest.
Àlùfáà náà.
Began to conduct a marriage between the living and the dead.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ìgbéyàwó láàrin alaye ati ogun.
The beloved, we are gathered here today.
Ala ti pejo ni
to join this two in holy matrimony.
That is why our meeting po ni dapo mi mo.
After doing that,
let to she be.
Now close the coffin.
What you go see?
I started the burial ceremony.
Who appeared is Isiku.
After that day,
let me your journal.
Anywhere professor went,
the people will take professor Balo
to be seeing the woman.
You marry
Obinrin. If he's teaching in class,
over go our money class.
Woman is sitting on the table.
Obinrin, you joke so the table in there.
I'll be shouting, get up, get up,
get up, get it, get it.
And people will say, Prof, what are you talking? Who are you talking to? What's
it? Our money, well, you don't tell them.
See this woman, see this woman. Get up, get up. They took him for psychiatric treatment. They gave him the drugs. They drugged only once in the situation. Because
now,
instead of seeing one woman, they became two. Was then they brought him back again. I now saw him. He told me the story. He said, but Professor, I warned you.
He
said, don't worry about that. Like, just make sure I'm delivered. So well,
you
are going to fast for 3 days. No food. No water. No drink. Said what?
Killer!
I can't even take a cup of coffee. No coffee. He did it.
Oh my God.
And that's how he got delivered from those powers.
What is it
by? I pray that today, anyone who's been aroused by the spirit of death and hell, you shall be set free in the name of Jesus. You shall be set free, you shall be set free, you shall be set free. You shall be set free in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes. In case you are here today, say, man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to bind the spirit of death and hell. I do not want the enemy to waste my life. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, find a way to the altar here or to any of the altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here.
Yes,
those of you at the altars, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say now after that. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I come before you now. I know that you care for me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As of today, I say bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Father, I thank you for your children. You've taken the most important decision in life. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hope,
I want you to pray these prayers. Don't joke with these prayers and don't negotiate with the enemy. This is not a day to negotiate. This is a day to fight a good warfare. Thank you,
Jesus.
Can you say this loud and clear? Say, every power calling my name from the grave. Can you say this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can call it? you to get loud and clear. Last right. Make today a very special day in your life. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. If you have any sickness in your body, this is the time to deal with them. Arrows of infirmity. Fire against
me.
Can you say this loud and clear? Shout it loud and clear. Begin to deal with it.
There is a new property.
Masika Ponda Kaya Boshe Bera Bofla Karabu Santa. Command the arrows of infirmity to not fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
There are
seven persons here.
There
was a time an evil wind blew against you. And as a result of that evil wind, you have been having afflictions. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you now. And that affliction is broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Number six. And that's number seven. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray right now that all your children who are gathered here today, any challenge that the power of the graveyard is bringing against you, I silence it now. In the name of Jesus, any power that is meditating against your life, any power assigned to kill your career, to kill your marriage, to kill your children, to kill your progress, let those powers be destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is written, you shall not die but live to declare the words of God. Every power that wants to put you to shame in the land of the living, let them be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, begin to possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, anything the enemy has planted into any arena of your life, whether you are conscious of it or you are not conscious of it, it is written that the strangers shall fade away and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Every stranger in the body, use your holy name of Jesus. Use your holy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Seu Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seu Jesus.
Now say this loud and clear.
This is a weaver in your brother.
Any evil connection.
Aso pobuburu yohu.
With any dead person.
Pelu enikeni to ti ku.
Break. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare that what you. Break it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. You have been fasting and praying towards this meeting.
You
said that, Lord, let them measure my case here today. So that I too can be blessed. The Lord said I should tell you. Now within the next 48 hours, you shall have mighty testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
Jesus.
You will now say this loud and clear.
Oh, are we by no other
voices from the grave?
Hey, yo, that is a good
sign against my life. Your time is up. Can I hear you say this loud and clear? Make it loud and loud. Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Now begin to speak all the blessings that you can remember, the blessings that is coming out of your spirit, man. Speak it into your mind
now.
Speak it into your life, man. Bless yourself. Blessings of God. Bless yourself, bless yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
And loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't
all our prayer requests now.
Father,
we thank you for these prayer letters.
Answer
by fire in the name of
Jesus.
I prophesy upon your life
that
by the time you come here, for the next man must change. You will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Every force of oppression, no matter what. Scatter now in the name of Jesus. It is written that you that he hears
that
pops your hand. You have brought up the Lord, you may never suffer. You must suffer to move. For you keep it to your last number. You keep it to stretch your last number last week. The Lord shall keep you in all your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Never shall any plague be better. And it shall be well with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
And
as you are the great fellowship.